JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
How about those numbers, eh?
How about those numbers, migration numbers? Extraordinary numbers in our released in the net migration numbers yesterday, and very conveniently resolving some of our labour market issues. Now, annual permanent long-term net migration has hit a record high, which does have potential economic implications. But so far, and bearing in mind, of course, Mike, that a lot of these incoming people have been here for, some of them have been here for almost 12 months. So this is not just a thing that's happened yesterday. Some of them, you know, they're clearly here. The impacts on the sort of economy, the sort of things we expect to be affected, aren't as strong as history may suggest. I'm talking about things like domestic spending, the housing market and inflation. But for the record, here's the numbers if you're wanting to have that conversation around the water cooler today. Monthly number, we'll call it 10,000. It was a smidgen under, but we'll call it 10,000. Easy number to remember. The annual number of permanent long-term migrants, 110,000. That previous number, 103,000. As I said, 110, highest number on record. Just look within these numbers, and we do end up with a lot of numbers here, but we've seen a gain in the last 12 months of 153,000 non-New Zealand citizens. So you've got a total of 225,000 migrant arrivals, which is a very big number. And the number of non-New Zealand citizens coming in is about 200,000, and then some obviously leave to get the net number, but almost 200,000. The number that is, of course, of interest to everyone is we've seen a loss of just under 43,000 New Zealand citizens. Now, that's not a record number of escapees. That was back in 2012. It was around 44,000. But remember, these numbers always get revised, so we could get that number above 44,000 as a result of revisions. Australia seems to be the preferred destination of choice for those escapees, for the New Zealand citizens sort of running away. India, China and Philippines, they are the key sources of inward migration. You had lots of, as I said, lots of revisions to this data. We've talked about that before. The peak is in April now as a result of the revisions, 17,000 in that month alone. As I said, these numbers are very much a function of a surge in arrivals of non-New Zealand citizens. They're coming on work visas. The revisions always seem to move in the direction of travel, I think, Mike. So as the numbers go up, the revisions go up. Mm-hmm. Migration definitely helping out the labour market. We can see that. But the question I have, and you can't quantify this, but I just wonder about the underlying momentum in the economy. Because if you take there clearly is a demand impulse from increase in people. If you take that out, what actually is the underlying momentum? And just quickly, tourism numbers, quite a bit below pre-pandemic levels. So we haven't recovered on the tourism side yet.
Now, well, I haven't seen enough coverage of this, and we should, because are we dealing with leaky homes?
We're dealing with leaky pipes. So this is Fletcher Building. So this is quite a story here. I'll try and make it sort of simple. It's not a new issue, but in the last 24 hours, it's really blown up. So Fletcher Building went into a trading halt yesterday when it became known that an Australian company called BGC was planning on holding a media and analyst briefing. They did that at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So BGC, building company, does a lot of work in Western Australia. They presented findings from an independent investigation into an issue surrounding a product called Profit. This is piping. It's made by Iplex in Australia. That's owned by Fletcher Building. Now, there have been leaks in houses fitted with these pipes. So this requires repair, replacement, and obviously causes damage to some homes. Now, what is happening now is there's an issue of attributing blame or the root cause of the problem. Who is the root cause of the problem? BGC has been fixing the problem, but they say the problem is in the product. Fletcher Building says testing suggests the product is not faulty, but the scale and the implication of the fault are now very much in the spotlight because Fletcher Building sees this issue in quite a different light from BGC. And there's an absolute chasm between these numbers, Mike. The numbers reported so far, you've got, I think, around 15,000 houses constructed in Western Australia with the product, about 1,500 problems so far. BGC has released a number of $1.8 billion as the cost to Fletcher Building to fix this across the whole of Australia. Fletcher Building believes that's an inflammatory claim. They provisioned for $15 million, quite a bit different from $1.8 billion. Analysts suggesting the number is in excess of $15 million, certainly not $1.8 billion, low hundreds of millions. Look, it's a complicated situation, Mike, and these situations don't resolve themselves quickly. We will now wait for Fletcher Building to respond to this, but obviously it will weigh on the Fletcher Building share price, yes, until we get clarification.
Keep me posted. What are the numbers?
33,632 on the Dow, down 107 points. The S&P 500 down 5 points, 4,352, and the NASDAQ down 2 points at the moment, 13,560. FTSE 100 lost 8 overnight, 7,620. The Nikkei gained 0.6%, 31,936. Shanghai Composite up 4, 3,078. The Aussies gained 48 points yesterday, 7,088. And we gained 13 points yesterday, 11,306. Kiwi dollar, 0.6017 against the US, 0.94 against the Aussie, 0.5674 euro, 0.4894 pounds, 89.74 Japanese yen, gold $1,875, and Brent crude stable at $86.62.
See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.